Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and you say to them who prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Woe to the foolish prophets, who follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord Jehovah. They have seen vanity and lying prophecies, saying, The Lord Jehovah says. And the Lord Jehovah has not sent them. And they have caused others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying prophecy, whereas you say, The Lord Jehovah says it. Although I have not spoken. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Because you have spoken vanity, and seen lies, therefore, indeed, I am against you, says the Lord God Jehovah. And my hand will be upon the prophets who see vanity, and who divine lies, they will not be in the assembly of my people, neither will they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither will they enter into the land of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord God Jehovah. Because, even because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace. And there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and, indeed, others plastered it with whitewash. Say to those who plastered it with whitewash, that it will fall, there will be an overflowing shower. And on you, O great hailstones, will fall, and a stormy wind will destroy it. Indeed, when the wall has fallen, shall it not be said to you, Where is the plaster with which you have plastered it? Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will even destroy it with a stormy wind in my fury. And there will be an overflowing shower in my wrath, anger, judgment, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So I will break down the wall that you have plastered with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation will be discovered, and it will fall, and you will be consumed in its midst. And you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. So I will accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon those who have plastered it with whitewash, and will say to you, The wall is no more, neither are those who plastered it. So that, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace. Says the Lord God Jehovah. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own heart. And you prophesy against them. And say. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Woe to the women who sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive who come to you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to kill the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people who hear your lies? Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I am against your pillows, with which you hunt the souls there to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also I will tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they will be no more in your hand to be hunted. And you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad. And strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way, by promising him life. Therefore you will see no more vanity, nor divine prophecies, because I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.